Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing up.
Hey, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio all across the country. This is VJ Smith, the national president for Mad Dads. Big ups to everybody in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, down in Dallas, Texas. What's up, y'all? And, of course, the main headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's good to be here, y'all. Don't forget, our Human Parade is going down. We want everybody in the parade, man. Everybody. Get your cars, your hot rods, everything, your machines, your bicycles. Everything, get in the parade and show some love for the north, for the south side, 4th Grand, Old 4th Avenue, South Days. And don't forget about the Festival for Fathers. That is coming up. It's going to be a wonderful event. Want to make sure that you're there for that. We're going to celebrate fathers on August the 12th. And, of course, last but definitely not least, on August the 4th, we're going to celebrate our Senior Pride Day. And we're excited about that, too. A lot of great things going on. Today, we're going to have our guest host. Our guest co-host today is Charles Moses, Jr. He's going to be talking to us about funerals. You know, how do you prepare yourself for the end? How do you, like, what do you do? How do you get ready? And so I'm excited to have Brother Charles on. Brother Charles, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing, sir?
All right. Thanks, VJ. Thanks for having me.
Hey, just tell me a little bit about, let's find out a little bit about you. What got you involved in this kind of work?
Well, I've been in the insurance industry for the last 13 years, going into my 14th year. I sold everything from Farmers to Mutual of Omaha to Foresters, door-to-door sales, and then I moved into the health insurance business, and eventually I transitioned over into final expense due to trying to help my mother get a plan because she had a stroke, two strokes actually recently, and no one would insure.
Wow, that's interesting that you took that to a level to now where you're helping other people. And the company that you're with is called Lincoln Heritage. Tell us a little bit about the history of this company. How long has it been around?
Lincoln Heritage has been around since 1963. They are a Fortune 500 company, and basically it's comprised of two divisions, the insurance portion and a funeral advisors division called the CGSF.
In the black community, Charles, we find out that every time somebody dies, I work on the front line with this, and people aren't ready. They're not ready. They're not getting ready. They're not prepared. They're not getting prepared. How do we educate them more about this?
Basically, we need to get the word out that there are remedies or there is a solution to having people have some small sort a small policy at a very small premium that can help them. So when something tragic as a funeral unexpectedly occurs, we can get that taken care of and get our loved ones buried and taken care of, sent home the right way.
So a lot of times we have a situation where people don't really understand. You know, a lot of times I've heard people say that what they would do, I've heard people say that they would just rather and prefer to let somebody else handle it. But there is nobody else to handle the funeral. There is nobody else to handle that kind of stuff. Who can handle that?
We can handle it. Lincoln Heritage can handle it. Basically, we have a one-stop shop where when we get the loved one's final wishes written down on paper, we will follow it to the letter, and we will get it taken care of at a very minimal cost. So if you're looking for someone that can make sure you're not also having going through all of the emotions that you experience while your loved one has just recently passed, but also you'll have peace of mind to know that a company has taken care of everything for the family.
When we talk about costs, and we talk about, you know, brothers that don't care on the streets, you know, and, you know, I remember back in the day in the 60s and the 70s that there was Big Mom and them always had a policy on everybody. What
right.
happened? Why did that change?
The laws changed, and so basically now you need to have the party that's being covered sign off, and generally they, you know, don't have any knowledge about insurance. So they're usually young, you know, and so these are the people that we're having die unexpectedly, and or an older person who thinks they can't afford it. So in both cases, I'm able to assist, and there is a remedy. They can get something. There will be some policy that they could get, even if it's just a cremation, that would be in their budget.
I think it's really a shame that so many people don't have the facts about planning a funeral. And so if they want the facts, what are some of those facts that you know for a fact that people just don't know? When you talk to them, you're like, they don't know. People don't understand some of these things about planning. What are some of those things?
I'll give you some simple ones, such as if you're getting cremated and you want to purchase an urn, I would recommend that you buy one on Amazon.com and not from the crematory, because they range anywhere from $300 to $600. You can get that same urn on Amazon for $60. $60 to $100. You can get an urn. You can purchase caskets from anywhere and bring them into the funeral home or the church. You know, the funeral homes don't, by law, they can't deny you from purchasing items from anywhere else, but the average person doesn't know that, so they just go into the funeral home and the director walks them through and charges them for everything. It's very overpriced.
You know, so give me an example. So if you get a casket from a funeral home versus, can you get a casket on Amazon?
You can get a casket. We live in the world of technology. You can get a casket almost anywhere online now. So if you just Google caskets, it will come up for you.
And if you get a casket, what's the difference in price from the funeral home and from online?
Okay. Online, you could possibly get a casket for $2,000. The funeral home would charge you $6,000 for the same casket.
That's amazing, man. Charles, let me tell you something. I'm listening to you talking to Charles E. Moses, Jr. He's a field underwriter for Lincoln Heritage Funeral Advantage Division. And his number is 763-587-1920. His corporate office number is 800-438-7180. Let me say this. So a mother says, you know, my son, he's in a gang. He's selling drugs, or he's out doing things that I know he's going to get himself killed. How can you help her?
Well, me and the mother could write a policy on her child. She would be the owner, so that he wouldn't be able to draft this his whole life. So that means it grows the cash value over time. So it's life insurance that you could use as collateral if you needed to. Not that we recommend that, but you could potentially use it as collateral for a loan of some sort, as it does grow cash value. But me and that mother could sit down and figure out some kind of a plan for the child, and at a reasonable price, I would imagine. These children are very young. I mean, we're having a lot of tragedies every day in North Minneapolis, and the parents aren't covered. They have no insurance, and it's a sad situation in both cases.
What's the difference between life insurance and full term?
So life insurance, term insurance is just for the term, for the duration. The face amount is generally higher than a whole life plan, because whole life grows cash value. So the difference is with term life, it's just for a set term. Generally, you either let it lapse or you outlive it, and then you have to get insured at the age that you currently are, whereas with whole life, it lasts until 100 years. Even if it were to mature until 100 years, you would still be able to cover your funeral because of the interest you've earned over the course of your life.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, how many times have you really, now I want to talk culture here because I think this is pretty important. What do you think is the holdback and setback from our people in preparing our families for when they die? What's our problem?
Our problem is we think it costs more than it actually does, and we're uneducated. So if you don't know, then, I mean, you go with what you heard. Generally, when you hear it's expensive and, you know, you can't afford it, then you're not interested in looking into it. But when you hear this is affordable, you can get it. We all need it because we're all going to die at some point. You never know when your ticket will be pulled. So it's certainly a very smart thing to be prepared for something that could happen unexpectedly, which it does. We see this every day in the media.
Let's talk about what it would cost per month for somebody to be covered in case something happens to them. And what would you cover?
So are you asking me how much it would cost, or are you asking me what would it cost?
Well, I'm asking you how much it would cost, and then what would that cover if something would happen to myself or my loved one and I have a policy? How much would I pay a month, and what would it cover when they die?
Okay, so to answer the first question, it would cover your life. I mean, it's life insurance. So basically, depending on your situation, if you're healthy, you have no issues, meaning if you don't have HIV or cancer, you're probably going to be considered, or if you're not having a kidney failure or you're not bedridden or anything like that, you would probably cover day one as soon as I put the check in the mail. So you would be covered. I would give you a conditional receipt, and you would have coverage, temporary coverage, until the policy is issued. So that means if you were to pass tomorrow, you would be covered 100%, the face amount of your policy. And then the cost for an average policy, I would say it would be $20 to $50. And that's all the way up to age 75 that I'm pretty sure we could find something in that price range.
That's $75 a month.
No, $20 to $50.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's a great price. And I think for what you're getting, that's a great price. So we talked about a few things. We talked about individual whole life insurance. Then we also talked about the facts on funeral planning. Let's talk a little bit about some of those facts about planning the funeral. What are they?
Okay. So the Funeral Consumer Guardian Society is our other portion of this plan. So basically it's a group of funeral directors. And if anyone's done or had a funeral or has been a part of a funeral, they understand exactly what I'm saying when I say funeral director. That means you go in, you sit down with the director, and you guys together pick out what you can afford for your loved one. You basically tell them what color suit, what suit, how much it costs, the hairdo, what sort of casket you're going to pick, the plot that you're going to purchase, everything that's related to a funeral, transfer of the body, everything that's required to make a funeral happen, you and that director will do. What the company does is take that away from you, and they will do everything for you. We will send you out a book that says My Final Wishes. In that book, it will give you the option to write down everything you want. It'll tell you, you can talk about yourself, the people you want to notify, your obituary, you can write it yourself or have your loved one write it for you, the memorial service, how you want it to play out, if you want to be cremated or if you want a traditional burial, the location of all of your important documents. If you have other insurance, we're going to follow up for you and contact that insurance carrier and just make the transition one simple transaction for your family. So basically you don't have anything to worry about. It's just going to be a very smooth transition, and that's what we do. We make it a very easy transition, and we take care. We take all of the customer service, and so you can just grieve for your loved one.
Well, you know, the thing is that people don't get ready for those funerals. People don't set themselves up, and I found out that you have a book that calls My Final Wishes. Let's talk about that.
That's the book I was just talking about. You can put all of your final thoughts in there, who you'd like to, what you would like to do. It's like a will. It's like a living testament. So basically you tell us what you want, and we will make it happen in the budget that you give us.
Now, but we were talking earlier, and you said sometimes people say they do what they want to do. You know, how do you prevent that? And you've got some mechanisms in place that will help prevent that.
Well, you're going to receive that black book. That black book is the one that makes sure everything that you want it happens the way you wanted it to happen. And then also we have, you will receive five cards. One is a magnet that you'll put on the refrigerator. It will have your policy number and an 800 number to contact in the event that something happens to you. We only need proof of life, and we pay our policies within 24 hours. You will also receive four other cards. One you will keep in your wallet, and three you will give to loved ones, beneficiaries. And then they will, if something were to happen to you, just make the phone call, and everything will take place at that time.
You're listening to Charles E. Moses, Jr. He's an underwriter for Lincoln Heritage Funeral Advantage, and we got a caller on 5737 that wants to give some input. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads Across the Country.
Hey, how you doing? This is Alonzo with the Minneapolis Mad Dads, one of the guys who sat in a meeting and talked to Charles, man, and I had an opportunity to actually sit down with Charles and just go over. You know, I'm the type of guy who, you know, understands that you want to be taken care of when you get ready to leave, but, you know, I'm not really big on sitting in no casket where somebody walked past me and viewed my body. I've been to enough funerals. We did security for funerals because we was worried about, you know, things happening at the funeral. They bring in the mad dad. And just to know that, you know, what he did for me is he broke it down to me to make me feel more comfortable. You know, and while he was talking, the only thing that was in the back of my mind was, man, this sounds real good, but how much is this going to cost me? You know, and then by the time we finished, he was like, man, it's going to cost you like $30 a month. And I'm like, what? Like, that's all this is going to cost. So you're telling me y'all going to be $7,000 when I pass, and all I got to do is give y'all $30 a month. He's like, yeah. And then the fact that my money, so if I live another 30, 40 years, my money grow interest. So that's like putting my money to the side, you know, just in case I might need it later on in life. You know, I'm good. I got a little money, but the things get hard, and I might need to pull some money off of that money just to, you know what I'm saying, help myself get through. That right there was a good thing. And then, because when they first came in the door, I'm like, man, I got insurance, man. I got term life insurance, man. I'm good. He was like, you're not good, because what if you live to be 80? You know, term life insurance don't last for a term or a certain amount of time. You'll be 15, you'll be 80 years old looking to be buried, and then when your family calls the insurance company, my great-grandkids, and talk about, I got to bury Pawpaw, and they get ready to bury Pawpaw, they still got to put out the collection plate for me, man. They got to call the family, ask the family. But I thought he had insurance. All that insurance lapsed. I mean, that's a hustle. And then to look at the book that he gave you about everything and the cost, you know, it just reminded me of me burying my son, sitting in the room with the funeral director at A&R Lee's Funeral Home in Chicago, Illinois, man. And they just, you know, they made it seem like they was doing us a favor. But after talking to Charles, I'm like, man, they played me. They hustled me at a time, you know, that I was, you know, wasn't necessarily in my right mind. Well, I'm, as a person from the streets that I thought could be hustled, they hustled me. You know, $3,000 for, you know, for the casket, another $3,000 for the burial plot. You know what I'm saying? Then another $1,500 for the funeral itself. You know, and then, you know, we had to get his clothes. You know, then we had to pay for everything else. You know, we sitting there, and it's over $10,000. And we ended up pulling about $5,000, and somebody had to sign to owe the rest of the money. You know, and I was like, man, that's crazy that everything that he was sitting there having a conversation with me about and how they hustled me, you know, it was just crazy on how everything, how the system in itself, man, how people just use people at the wrong point in time, man. You know, we Mad Dads, man, we out here every day. Every day we hear about a baby getting killed, a kid getting killed, or a teenager getting murdered walking down the street. You know, VJ, you yourself, you go to the site where the death happened, where the body's still laying on the ground. You know what I'm saying? We've done that with you. We've sat in the hospital where people sit there crying with their loved ones, man. Their baby sitting in the hospital being shot. You know, they trying to see if the person going to make it. You know, we are uneducated about this. This is something that needs to be said in our community, especially in the low-poverty community where violence is high, where we can afford to be able to know that at least if this fool out here doing this dumb stuff in the streets, I can at least send him, you know, send him home without all that stress. And that was another thing. Somebody can pick up the phone and call, and somebody do the talking for me. You know, do the talking for my kids, and do the talking for my wife. You know, that made me feel more comfortable working with this organization. You know, and my wishes. Not, you know, when my son died, man, we had a fight in the funeral home. Why did we have a fight in the funeral home? We had a fight in the funeral home because everybody couldn't get along. All the secrets started coming out. My son got two baby mamas. Obviously, he was dipping off of one, playing with living with the other. Now, these two into it. Why? He gone. You know, we fighting in the funeral home, man. The boy ran up on me. We in front of the casket, fighting in front of my son at the funeral home, man. You know, all because they couldn't come together as a family and bring and put things together to send my son, you know, on to God. You know, and I snapped. I did, because I was in the funeral home. They arguing and yelling, and I'm telling them to stop, and they would not listen to me. And I snapped. You know what I mean? And I just stopped throwing people out the funeral home, man. So that's one of the things that really made me feel good, too, man, because sometimes you need somebody to do the talking for you at a time like that. I mean, it's amazing that this company, I've talked to Charles, man, and this company hasn't been around. I mean, this company has been around. It just hasn't been in Minnesota. And to have this type of opportunity at a cheap price for brothers and sisters in our community, man, these grandmothers are taking care of their kids, you know what I'm saying, and aunties taking care of their sisters' kids, you know, maybe just sit down and talk to this man and think about, you know that child out there running the streets. You know that child up and down the streets don't come in at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning running around Facebook beefing and doing stuff. All this death going on for nothing out here in the community. You know, sit down with this man and have a conversation with this man. You know, if y'all listening, man, honestly, if you got some friends and family, this might not be your niece and nephew. This might be your son or daughter. You know what I'm saying? But you know of a friend who really got a child that ain't out there doing what he's supposed to do, you know. He needs some insurance on him, you know. He shouldn't have to already be heartbroken for the choices that he's making now and then also be heartbroken if something bad, God forbid, but if something bad happens to him or her, at least allow them, you know, to that comfort. Allow yourself that comfort.
Thank you very much. We're you're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the country, right here in Minneapolis, Minnesota headquarters, where we're servicing Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters here. Our guest today is Charles E. Moses, Jr. And, Charles, we're finding out a lot of information, a lot of stuff that we need to know. Let's talk a little bit about funeral homes and why and how they tend to take advantage of you.
Okay, so funeral homes, they play on your emotions during your hardest time because it's a business. And, you know, at being a business, they're really just in the business of funerals. So it's not that they have concern about your family. I don't think they do it intentionally, but it is a business. So basically, when you walk through the door, they ask you the number one question, how much money do you have? And if you don't have money or you have a portion of money, they will put you on a payment plan to make the funeral happen. Depending on the type of funeral you have, generally the people that don't have money are going at the lowest, going in at the lowest price, and that price is still well out of their budget. But you don't have a choice because you're heartbroken, distressed. You know, you're not there physically. I mean, mentally, you're not there. It's psychological. So this is when they play on your emotions, and they take every advantage that they can. They charge you for everything. They're upcharging you as when they offer you a casket, they let you pick the casket, but you generally pick the most expensive casket, not knowing the cost. And they try to put you in one that's one or two steps down, but it's still very expensive. So that's how they take advantage of you during your darkest hour, because it is a business.
Well, you know, I thought it was always interesting that, you know, you spend all this money, you buy this cement block that you put stuff in, you have to pay for that. Then you have to pay for the casket, and many times it goes down there, but you never see the dirt go on top of it. I mean, how do you, you know, sometimes I wonder, do people actually sometimes not actually use that whole casket, or have there been times of fraudulent where people will switch something, or have there been times where there's been fraudulent things that have happened when it comes to people's burials?
Absolutely. I mean, this is in any business you will have fraud. So there is absolutely 100% factual cases where people have paid for plots and never got buried there, and the insurance companies made a boatload of money, and they never buried the people. So that happened in Minneapolis. What was that funeral? Where was that plot that you were talking about yesterday?
That was in Lakewood Cemetery.
Yes.
Yes, sir. One of the oldest cemeteries in the state of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. And they basically sold a bunch of plots, and people never got buried there. And, I mean, they made a lot of money, but never buried anyone.
They made a lot of money. Now, let's go over this once again. We've got about 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the show. You're talking to Charles E. Moses, Jr., with Lincoln Heritage Funeral Advantage. You can always go back to our website and go right into Blog Talk Radio and listen to the show again. Give us some things that people need to know, what people need to do, and how they need to contact you, sir.
Basically, you can contact me either via email or by cell phone. I would prefer cell phone. That way I can call you right back. Just leave a message. My number again is 763-587-1920, and my email is Moses Family Protection. It's my last name, familyprotection@gmail.com. So it's really simple. You can reach out to me either way. If you'd like me to set up an appointment to come out and talk with you and your family, I have no problems with that. I am available. I do work full time, so I'm available 7 days a week. You just set a time, and I will come out, and we can talk about putting something in place for you.
Well, one of the things I know for sure is that there are many people out there that they may not be paying attention right now, but they must know that one day they're going to need you, and it's better for them to prepare now. So give them that number once again and give them a website or email that they can contact you.
My cell phone number again is 763-587-1920. Again, that's 763-587-1920. And my email is Moses Family Protection. It's my last name, Moses Family Protection. And that's @gmail.com.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation with my good friend Charles E. Moses, Jr., with Lincoln Heritage and Funeral Advantage. We've been talking about My Final Wishes, a memorial guide for loved ones, the facts of funeral planning, and 9 things you need to know, and also individual whole life insurance, how important it is to you. That number, once again for you, is 763-587-1920. 763-587-1920. For everybody all across the nation, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to say big ups to my buddy, my son. I want to say big ups to him. Thank you for bringing Charles to us. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And I'm proud of you and the work you're doing to change lives all across the country, not just here, but you change them everywhere. Make sure you cover yourself. Get yourself covered. Listen to Charles. He's a good man. We'll get back at you next week. God bless you.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.